Okay, so you know, someone reached out and they flagged Google's Panda Update 4.2. And we thought, why not? Let's dive into that. So for anyone out there who is wondering, you know, how Google does its thing with how it ranks websites, we're going to take a look at what Panda 4.2 was, why it still matters today when we think about websites and how good they are, and also like what it means for you trying to get your website found out there in the big wide internet. Sound good.
Yeah, sounds great. To really get into Panda 4.2, it's useful to sort of rewind a bit and think about the first Panda update, which was way back in February 2011. And this was a big deal because Google basically said, okay, we're going to figure out which websites have real substance and which ones are kind of not as valuable for users. And then we're going to boost the ones that are good and kind of push down the ones that aren't. And it had a huge impact. About 12% of all websites saw their rankings change.
Whoa, 12% of all websites. That's a lot of websites. Okay, so then back in 2011, what did Google even consider to be a high quality website? Because that sort of set the stage for everything that came after that, including 4.2, which we'll get to. Our source material highlights a few of the things that Google was looking for. Like, would you trust the information on the website? Is the website full of duplicate content, just like slightly reworded with different keywords? Would you feel comfortable entering your credit card info on that website? And like, are there a ton of typos and grammatical errors and stuff that just makes it feel really unprofessional? Is the content well edited, well produced? And then also, are there so many ads on the page that it's overwhelming and hard to even find the actual information? It's not a complete list, but it kind of gives you a good sense of what they were looking for, what their focus was back then.
Yeah, it really did change the landscape of the internet because, as our source points out, ever since 2011, businesses and people who do SEO, search engine optimization, they've been constantly trying to create the kind of really high quality content that Google wants. Because the message was clear. If your content is not original, if it's not trustworthy, if it's not well presented, then you might not do as well in search results. Google even said that if you have these kind of low quality or duplicate pages, it might even slow down how much traffic you get overall to your website. And they even suggested that, you might want to consider removing those pages or blocking them from search results or, completely redoing them.
So no more just stuffing keywords into, whatever content, hoping that you rank highly. Google's like, no.
No, not anymore.
Quality time. Okay, so this brings us to Panda 4.2. Now, Google does not like to sit still, does it? They're always refining how their search engine works so that they can give the most reliable results to us, the searchers. So Panda 4.2 was another one of those changes.
And Panda 4.2, Google did announce this, and it's interesting because it's considered more of a refresh than like a major update. When you look at the impact it was supposed to have. Our information here says that it was expected to affect between 2 and 3% of search queries. Now, for comparison, in September 2014, there was a refresh that affected between 3 and 5% of queries. And even before that, in May 2014, there was a bigger update that changed things for about 7.5% of queries. So Panda 4.2, while it was definitely significant for some websites, it was expected to have maybe a smaller impact compared to some of the previous updates. It almost makes you wonder if, by that point, a lot of websites had already adapted to what Google wanted in terms of quality.
So maybe the smaller impact was because people were already getting the message. Like, hey, make your websites good.
Now, something I found interesting about Panda 4.2 was the time frame. Our source material says that it was supposed to roll out over a period of coming months, and that's it. No specific end date. So it sounds like it was a pretty gradual process.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of slow and steady. It wasn't like flipping a switch and suddenly everything was different. Google was implementing these changes slowly over a longer period. And I think what's really interesting about that is that it probably meant that for some websites, their rankings changed very subtly over, weeks or months. And it might have been hard for them to figure out, like, okay, when exactly did Panda 4.2 hit my site? It was more of a slow adjustment, not a big sudden shock. Okay. So for you listening who brought this to our attention, what does this mean for your own website, today in 2025? I think the main takeaway, the thing that just keeps coming up over and over, is that it's so important to have a high quality website. Whether we're talking about the very first Panda update or Panda 4.2, it's all about quality.
Absolutely. It's not going away. In fact, I think as Google gets even smarter with its algorithms, having a good website is only going to get more and more important.
Yeah.
So what can you do? Well, our source material recommends talking to an SEO expert.
Yeah.
Get their professional opinion on your website and, you know, ask them, hey, what could I do to make it even better?
Right. And an SEO expert might even recommend doing like a full-on SEO audit.
Yeah.
Right. Which is our source material goes into some detail about, you know, what that kind of assessment would involve. It's a deep dive, not just a quick look.
It really is. It's like a health checkup for your website.
Yeah.
And typically, it'll look at, like you were saying, the quality of your content. Is it trustworthy, original, clear? All those things we talked about with the first Panda update. But it goes even deeper than that. It'll look at your internal linking, you know, how the pages on your site are connected to each other. And it'll look at your backlinks. Backlinks are kind of like votes from other websites saying, hey, this website's good. You should check it out. And Google sees those as a sign that your website's valuable.
Right.
The audit will also look at how effective your keywords are. And this is especially important for local businesses. It'll do what's called citation analysis. Which basically means making sure that your business name, address, and phone number are listed correctly and consistently across all those, you know, online directories.
So you're everywhere you're supposed to be and it's all correct and consistent and all that.
Exactly. So it's a really thorough way to understand, you know, what's working well and maybe more importantly, you know, where there's room for improvement. And again, I keep coming back to this. The central idea here is quality.
Right.
It's not just about, you know, following checklist. It's about having a website that really provides value to people who visit it.
Yeah. And speaking of valuable information, you know, the stuff that we've been talking about here today, this all comes from an article written by Chris Bradley, who is the co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing. So he's someone who, you know, has a lot of experience in this area. And his insights just really highlight the importance of focusing on quality, especially with all the changes Google is making. And it looks like Double Dome, you know, they specialize in SEO. So they definitely pay close attention to all this.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So to wrap this all up, you know, the big takeaway from our little deep dive into Panda 4.2 is that what Google first said back in 2011, that high quality website content is really, really important, that's still as true today as it was back then. Even with these smaller, you know, refines or refreshes or tweaks like 4.2, Google's message is pretty consistent. Focus on creating valuable, trustworthy, and easy-to-use websites.
Yeah.
If you do that, you'll be in much better shape when it comes to, you know, ranking and search results.
It's true. It makes you think about your own website, right? Like, does it really meet all of those standards that Google laid out all those years ago?
Yeah.
Would you, as a user, trust the information on your site? Is it original? Is it well-produced? Are there any errors? Is it full of annoying ads? You know, it's worth asking yourself those questions.
Yeah, and it is something to really think about because Google is getting smarter and smarter. They're not just looking at, like, you know, the technical stuff anymore. They're trying to really understand, like, is this content actually valuable? Is it trustworthy? How does it make the user feel?
Right.
So, you know, as we all, you know, put content out there online, whether you're an individual or a business, whatever, how should we be thinking about creating that content and maintaining our presence online? You know, if Google's looking at all that, how does that change things for us going forward? Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks.
Catch you next time.